All right, everybody. So I've been trying to record this intro, but I keep like swallowing and making clacking sounds with my mouth because I'm like just suppressing tears at the moment. The reason I keep doing it again is because it sounds fucking gross. It'd just be better if I cried. But these fucking clacky noises I'm making with my mouth is so yucky. Hello, everybody. It's GMAT. Welcome to the GMAT podcast. Nothing fancy today, just the one camera. I've got no lights on. I'm just going to chat with you guys for a second and introduce what the rest of this episode is going to be. And then we'll jump into that, which will just be a still image for the rest of it. But we'll talk about that in a second. For those who don't know, if you haven't been following closely and you didn't listen to last week's episode, 228, the GMAT podcast is coming to a close, which is upsetting. It's kind of like surreal to say out loud as well. Yeah, it's just upsetting. The podcast means a lot to me. It means a lot to the whole team, and it's something I, well, to be honest, it's something I never thought I would either A, stop doing or, I guess in a more pessimistic way, it's not something that I thought I'd ever give up on. We explained this all in 228. It's become clear that, look, the shortest version, it's become clear it's time to move on. Which is both sad, but it's also, there's some positives to it. It means we can all individually move on to things we've been wanting to move on to, other projects, shows, work, focus on other stuff. But it also means that for GMAT and the GMAT channel and the GMAT podcast and just podcasting for me in general, I can also focus on some other content. And as for podcasts, like we mentioned last week, Ben and I have had an idea that we've been going back and forth on for, as we worked out, over a year, which we can now jump into 100%. Which will become our new main podcast and our new focus. I'm not going to talk about that today. We've been spending a lot of time in front of the whiteboard this week, just nutting out the ideas, coming up with the name, talking over the concept and how it's going to be filmed and the logo. And we've gone from like on episode 228, just sort of pitching kind of the idea, to now we've almost fully fleshed out the podcast and are getting ready to film a pilot in a couple of weeks. So that's all very exciting, but it doesn't really diminish or minimize the sadness that I do feel. There's that clacky sound. Sorry. The sadness that I feel that this podcast is coming to an end. So that will be next week. Episode 230 will be a longer episode with all four of us. Beck's going to join us on camera and Sienna will probably be behind the cameras running that for us. The reason it's next week and episode 230 is because we didn't want 229 to be the final episode, because what a gross number to end on. 230 is a nice round ending number. And the reason no one's here to do 229 is that it felt kind of weird to just get together and do a podcast when we know next week's going to be the last one. It'd be hard to just act normal and do a normal podcast. So we weren't exactly sure what this week would be. So instead, sorry about the noises, everybody. So instead, 229, this week's episode, is going to be a re-release. As Ben sort of pitched last week in the podcast, he said, why don't you just re-release episode one? For those who don't know, the first 16 episodes aren't available publicly. They're only available on Patreon. The podcast publicly starts at episode 17. Wherever you listen to it, you can only listen to 17 onwards. Because 17 is when Aiden joined us, and that's when the podcast sort of became the podcast, became what it was going to be, and really it is. We felt like that was the place where if audiences want to go back and see where we started, that's the place to start. But like I said, the first 16 episodes are available on Patreon. So today, I'm going to release one of those episodes here publicly for everybody to listen to. But I'm not going to do episode one like we were talking about. Instead, I'm going to re-release episode 11. What's so special about episode 11? Nothing, really. It's not even a particularly great podcast. but what it is the first episode that Ben showed up in. If you don't really know the story, the podcast was, there was sort of not really much of a plan. Just, I'd always kind of wanted to do one. One day I just jumped behind a microphone and recorded just by myself solo, just talking shit. Just talking shit to myself. Then episode two, I got some friends in. And I had like a kind of round robin, revolving door of friends coming in for the first 10 episodes. And then, you know, me and Ben were working together on shows at university. And I said, hey, do you want to get on Discord later and do my podcast? He's like, what podcast? I'm like, well, I do a podcast for my thing. It's, you know, we only get like 5 or 10 listeners. So, you know, it's no pressure. He's like, yeah, sure. And he jumped on and he did it with me. And that's when I kind of got the flow of what the podcast is. I had, you know, obviously I enjoyed talking with my friends, but me and Ben felt like we were making content together. Felt like the conversation, even though now comparatively it's probably awful compared to what we're doing today, it felt like the beginnings, the spark of something that could be turned into something. And I basically said straight after the podcast, Ben, do you want to do this with me sort of indefinitely? Do you want to be the, you know, the other person on the podcast? And he was like, sure. Episode 17, obviously 6 episodes later, we started to do it. We were going to do it in person, and, you know, we hit up Aiden and we said, Aiden, you do stuff with us. We've got a good rhythm with all of us. Do you want to come be the third person on our podcast? And even that wasn't sort of like, it was like just low pressure. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but it worked and we had a great time. But obviously that episode you can listen to if you scroll all the way to the bottom. But for today, we're just going to listen to mine and Ben's first ever episode. This episode took place over Discord. I assume everybody knows what Discord is, but if you don't, it's just like a chat. It's just like a voice call. We joined a server together and we chatted, and I was at my place in Baldwin, my crappy old two-bedroom apartment with my girlfriend at the time. Ben and Georgia were living together in some place. I think he was in his kitchen sitting in front of his computer. And this is that first conversation that sort of kicked off the whole thing. I'm not going to say anything at the end. I'm just going to leave it here. Jump over to episode 11. You know, this is sort of unplanned. I'm not really sure what I'm saying here. I do want to say some stuff, and this might be the best place to do it. I don't know what next week's episode is going to be like. I don't know how rowdy it's going to get. I don't know if it's going to be emotional. I don't know if it's just going to be laughs. I don't know if it's going to be just a crap last episode. We don't know what it's going to be. But there may not be space for me to say all the things that I want to say. Oh, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for listening for 4 years or 5 years, whatever it's been. Creating content and doing this has been just the most fun. It's the most fun I've ever had. Had a job, obviously, because I get to, you know, most of the week I'm either playing video games or making fart jokes, and then for a tiny chunk of the week I have my friends over and we make stuff together and we have a laugh, and then I get, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours to edit that all together, and I just get to relive it again, you know, slower. I get jumping back and forth, and then I get to release it to all of you guys. And I love editing the podcast, especially on an episode that is a lot of fun, because I basically get to have a big fun laugh twice in 1 week with my friends. It just means so much to me. Yeah. You know, when me and Ben move on to our new thing, it's going to be, you know, equally as fun. And I'll still get to do that every week with Ben. But, you know, apart from the occasional guest episode, I won't get to do it as much with Aiden and Beck. And, you know, it'll be... I have so much confidence in this new podcast being as good, if not better, than the GMAT podcast. But it doesn't change that what the GMAT podcast is to me and was to me and what it means to me and what that kind of podcast means to me. I don't know if I'm making any sense here. Yeah, let me get back to the point. The point is, thank you to every single person who's ever shared the podcast to a friend, ever clicked subscribe, ever watched a YouTube one and watched a Spotify, or gone back and marathoned them all, or even just listened to one fucking episode. Just thank you to everybody who supported this podcast and supported me. I love you guys. I hope you enjoy.
Woo, GMAT. Yay.
Hello, welcome to the 11th episode of the GMAT podcast.
Yeah. Thousands of men and women have lost weight on the AIDS plan. You can too. Why not try AIDS? They work.
I'm sorry, that wasn't the that wasn't that the GMAT intro. I don't know where that's come from, to be honest. That's so confusing. That's so unprofessional, Ben. I had a there's an intro for the podcast, and that was, I don't know where that's come from. And it's so lowbrow now. Now you're gonna think this is some sort of lowbrow podcast about
AIDS. In my contract, it AIDS states humor. Only classy humor.
I'm so, fuck me.
Highbrow stuff. I'm talking Gervais Merchant. I'm talking Stephen Fry. Only British highbrow stuff.
That's so embarrassing. Today's episode is brought to you by Tiny Build, by the way, the independent developer and publisher, and me and Ben. We'll talk more about them later. So everyone's fan favorite, Ben, is on the podcast. Oh, no, that's right. It's not Ben. It's some other dickhead.
Ben 2.0. Do I need a different name or something? Because
no, I wonder why I people are gonna be like, why who's this guy? Why is he on the podcast?
And that is true. Why am I on the podcast?
Because no one else was available. That's the short answer. So he.
It's not like it's a weird hour. It's only 7:41 p.m. on Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, and no one's fucking available. I'm like, what are you?
This
come
is
on.
This is dinner time. Like, just post dinner time. Have a nice meal and sit down to do a podcast.
Dinner time's over. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in such a great mood. I've had my yum. I've had my meal. I've had my tummy's full. I finished work. I got me trackies on. I'm nice and comfy, and I'm ready to do the podcast. I don't know why people aren't.
I feel like I only ever talk to you in this exact situation.
In podcast situation? No,
you got a full tummy.
Always full.
And you're in tracksuit pants.
As always.
Is there a cat on your lap right now?
No, because I'm at my desk, so I can't.
Oh, a cat's not like a desk.
Aiden came over the other day, as he does, and he goes, have you lost weight? And I was like, no. And he goes, oh, you know what it is? I'm like, what? He goes, you're wearing jeans and boots and a nice and a nice shirt and a jacket, and you've had a haircut.
Fancy boy clothes.
He's like, you're not wearing shorts and a grey sweater or something. I'm like, get off my level. Get off my shit. Would you like a tour of the podcast before we continue on?
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking, I haven't listened to any of this yet.
Yeah.
Just because I want to do it in one. I want to marathon it, you know, when the season's finished, I'll sit down and just spend a day, a week. I don't know how many there are. And I'll just sit down and smash through it and get on all the lore.
If you'd listened to the intro, you would have known there was 11. This is episode 11.
That's true. I wasn't. I was confused by whether that was pre-recorded or not, and I was trying to work out whether it was.
Well, you know what? I don't pre-record anything. Everything I do is live. There's a soundboard, if you're interested in knowing. Let me sample you some of the sounds. Here's fart.
Please.
Here's okay. Milk. Here's milk. He
needs some milk.
That's it. That's all.
I'm struggling to find a context for you to use that.
Well, I don't know. Say something. Just say. How are you, Matt?
No, because
he needs some milk.
So it works. Any situation. Any situation.
But your tummy's already full.
Yeah, but you know what?
We need some milk.
I also, you know, I have other things there. What's this one? Come on. What's this one? Work. Oh, you know it's not working? I've deleted that sound. It's just sitting in the sound.
So you're just sitting there in a silent room clicking an empty
just
button.
Just clicking it, yeah. But in post, I'm going to put a sound, something similar to this.
Mm-hmm. But then this conversation is going to make no sense if there is a sound in there.
Get, oh my God. So stupid. So, hey, you know the intro?
Steve Winwood song in there?
No, I can't do it on the fly. All right, Ben,
I'm saying... In the post, just have like a 3.5 minute break where we just listen to the Steve Winwood remix.
That's that'll flesh it out at least. Or well, what was I laughing about the other day when we were playing Heishan Z1 and I was talking about, remember I said you know that Call on Me remix? Mm-hmm. Call on Me remix, and I said that was that was probably the first boner I ever got watching that. Watching that music video.
I've told other people about that. I found that damn funny.
And then
that's my favorite image of you now, is like your 9th birthday, sitting at the table, pushing the cake off the table because you didn't get Steve Winwood tickets. That song makes you feel very tingly downstairs.
Every time I hear it, I think about watching that as like watching that music video as a child.
Uh-huh.
And being like, man, I really want to go to the gym. Which isn't weird.
What they're doing there.
I used to watch Winnie Blues commercials and also want to smoke, so I'm very impressionable.
Why is it only weird shit like that?
What?
Like, it's not anything that was overtly sexual. It has to be like a music video or a commercial with just seedy undertones of... I mean, not that the Steve Winwood thing is undertoned. It's heavily overturned, but it's not the primary reason that you're there, because they're selling you cigarettes or you're supposed to be listening to Steve Winwood remix. But with you, you're just seeing the sexual stuff.
Yeah, true. Well, you know what? When I was a kid, I wanted to fuck Bugs Bunny's girlfriend. So I saw the sexual. I saw the sexual in everything. I was a weird kid.
Went through a lot of pet rabbits too.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
I didn't do it.
Let me play you something again. Let me play you this so that we're on the same level.
Thousands of men and women have lost weight on the AIDS plan. You can too. Why not try AIDS? They work.
This isn't some kind of Family Guy bit either.
I know, it's an ad for gum, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I wanted you to know nothing about it so I could fill you in.
But I'm sorry, did I ruin about 15 minutes of your material there?
For the viewers at home, in the 80s,
do it again. We'll do it again. Play it for
all right,
me.
All right. Hey, Ben, I want to play something for you.
Yeah, go.
Have a listen.
Thousands of men and women have lost weight on the AIDS plan. You can too. Why not try AIDS? They work.
Isn't that absurd?
Let me explain it to you.
Something from Family Guy.
No. See, it's not Family Guy. It's not. In fact, in the 80s, there was a chocolate called AIDS. So they when the AIDS epidemic started, they lost 50% of their sales in the market. And you know what they changed their name to?
What?
Wish I could remember.
Was it cancer?
No, it was, you know, the really professional, you know, radio and podcast programmers would write this sort of stuff down, but I was just kind of hoping I'd remember. You know what it was? It sounds like AIDS, and we've lost 50% of our sales. Let's change it to diet AIDS. And I'm like, they're not quite
now it's 50% less customers.
and then they just went out of business because they decided to go from AIDS to diet AIDS. Oh my God.
I think we're losing a lot of customers. I know there's this whole deadly disease thing going around, but I feel like people are under the impression that there's too much sugar. We need to change the name
to diet AIDS.
What were the other names that they came up with that they decided on? Diet AIDS,
super AIDS,
full-blown AIDS.
AIDS now with less AIDS.
Same great taste.
You think it's all right to joke about AIDS yet?
I'm hoping so. It's gone.
It doesn't exist anymore now, isn't it? yeah you know, it's like
it's still AIDS. Around, but you take some prep, you're good to go.
Yeah, they have NyQuil, cold, AIDS and flu.
Cold AIDS.
Oh my God.
Is that the first time you've played this? This doesn't usually happen, that the AIDS thing?
Yeah, that's the first time. Every podcast has a different intro, you'll find.
Oh, so you've got like a little 5-10 second clip of someone saying something and...
Well, usually that. it's like something that's already there, and then I just put the word GMAT over it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
have you got any of the other intros there handy? Just
I had one, but obviously
I haven't done my homework. I know this is like going to school and then having to reread the stuff we were supposed to read in our own time. But
you're a I don't. That's the thing. I don't. I used to.
Why?
Are you? Because I've just deleted them. You know how it goes.
You've deleted them.
All right. How about this one? I've got something called new podcast intro, but
I don't know. Exclusive. We should be, if we're doing this like real radio, we should be teasing this for about an hour.
No, but see,
the news.
The problem is it's not a new podcast intro. I remember naming an old intro a new podcast intro. So everyone else is about to hear something they've already heard, but just for you, I'll play something fresh.
Okay.
How about this? Okay, so that was Bruce doing a poo.
That was Bruce.
And then saying, hi, welcome to GMAT. So,
that should be a thing you do? You have people send in intros for the podcast.
I you know what? That was a thing. 2 podcasts ago, I teased it. I should remind people that if you have an intro for the podcast, you can send it to Facebook.com/TheRealGMAT on the Facebook page and send me your intros on that. I was supposed to set up a Gmail, but I forgot. And I didn't plug it last time.
Is that you? That's that you actually manage that, or is that your people handle that for you?
No, my people. I didn't get in there the nitty gritty with the fans. I don't talk to people.
Right. So anyone who's responding with, go. What are you doing?
I've got. No, keep your thought because I'm doing something. I'm doing something.
All right.
Keep it up. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep padding.
Keep those plates spinning. So whenever someone gets a picture of your nipples or you standing naked, just wearing a hat. On Facebook, that actually doesn't come from you. That comes from your people who just have a stockpile of those photos.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. All jokes aside, that's Bruce's photo, not mine.
Of course
he took the photo and he photoshopped me on the moon and that.
Yeah.
Was shirtless. That's not on there anymore. That's not on the new PlayStation intro.
That one. Yeah. I remember the one from your, which was a full length glamour shot.
It's the same
from
photo.
I've just cut it down.
I've just zoomed it up. Right. Zoomed it in. Because it wouldn't fit. All right, how about this? I'm really worried though, because I don't know if these are podcast intros. This one's called Desktop 2018, June 29th.
Why would that be a podcast intro? Shut up. Your files out, motherfucker.
It's a whole fucking... All right, here we go.
Matt from GMAT is a sexy motherfucker.
Did someone send that to you or did you make that?
I think that one's me.
Of course it is.
That's God.
Scary when you can't tell the difference between amateur fan content and your own intros.
I'm worried this is the same one, but I'm going to play it.
Let's get ready to...
GMAT.
It's so shit.
It's not shit. I try so hard. I try my best.
They're not terrible and they're not great. But the thing that makes me laugh is imagining you sitting there... in a hoodie and your tracksuit pants with the cat on your lap, cutting those together and then laughing to yourself.
Which I do every single time.
Oh, for sure.
All right. I think we should talk about how we met.
Should we?
Yeah, there's no context to you. But
does anyone care? Who cares about context?
You know,
does anyone really want the backstory of anything?
Yes,
Are they just there for the... Do they?
Well, you see, because it's on my notes, and so I need to talk about it, because otherwise...
Rain Man, if you don't do your notes in order, it's no. Backstory.
Genuinely, here's my note. Talk about how we met at uni so I can segue into how fucking retarded our course was.
Okay. This is just because you don't have enough current affairs shit to get to, isn't it? The AIDS material.
I want to just. 15 minutes. All right, let's cancel. Let's not worry about how we met. Let's just talk about the fact that we were both in a performing arts course at university. That was fucking nonsense. The most bullshit.
I don't know. I didn't mind some of the stuff we stole from other performances that our teachers saw on YouTube.
Yeah,
some of that stuff was good.
When we did one show. Ben, oh no, sorry, let's say the person who was in charge of the class put this thing in the show that we were doing that she straight off ripped off YouTube. She saw someone else doing it. She went, oh, that looks cool. Let's put it in our show. And you were the only person who gave a fuck about that.
Mm. It was weird. I feel like other people gave a fuck. They were just like, they didn't care about the show at that point. So like, oh, whatever. Yeah, it was the only thing in the show that was any good as well. So I think people were willing to just sort of.
What was your problem with it? What gave you the energy to fucking even bother talking about it?
I just like arguments.
I thought that, but then I'm like, maybe he actually had some issue with it.
I wouldn't have just had an argument for the sake of it. I love having arguments where I know I'm right. And I was both right. And there was a giant opening for an argument that no one else was taking there. So it was sort of like, it was the best of both worlds for me.
I was just like, shut up. It's the best part of the show. And I want to go home. This is nonsense. And the fact that it was the best part of the show is what is more embarrassing than anything else.
It was the closer. Yeah, and that's not the only thing she stole either. I don't remember that show, but I know that that wasn't the only thing that she lifted.
That was the birds one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was the big finale. And I'm like, but someone else has done it. And her thing was, well, yeah, but that's postmodernism, isn't it? Is it? What, just theft? Just blatant theft is postmodernism.
Theft. So, and it wasn't like contextual or changing anything. She just
and then
took
to appease
something.
Me, she's like, what if we do it with books in our hands? And by that point, I was like, I can't even have a good argument here because she's not making any sense. Like, you can't have a debate with someone if their counter argument is just, it's just nonsense. Like, she didn't retort anything I said. I was like, well, that's theft and that's not cool because they came up with it. And now we're just putting it in our show and giving them no credit for it, just taking it and saying that it's ours. We're not saying it, but we're implying that it's ours. And then she's like, well, yeah, but that's postmodernism. What? I think we need to do something else as a finale and not use this. She's like, what if we just do it with books in our hands? Like, what are you talking about? It's just non sequiturs. She's just having her own thoughts while I was talking and waiting for her turn to say something.
I could feel you getting riled up about it now. I could feel it all coming back.
Because a good argument should end with the other person going, you are right, Ben. I'm sorry. And then we all get on with our lives, all with living in the same reality where we know that I'm right.
Just any argument that ends with you're right, you're happy.
No, you know what it was? It was a moral thing, actually. It was the fact that she was prepared to steal something. I said, don't steal because stealing's wrong. And she went, well, that's your opinion. And I'll guess we'll go with your opinion just to make things easier. So really, I'm being the hero here by kowtowing to your being difficult. It wasn't like, well, I see what you're saying and you're right. She's like, well, whatever, that's your opinion. So let's just put books in our hands and then it's kind of not stealing.
Shit.
You asked the question.
Yeah, I can see how many questions I can ask to get you riled up. How do you feel about women voting? It's a dumb joke. It's a dumb joke. That's another reason why I brought you on the podcast, because you and I argue about everything. Is that a fair assumption?
No, I think you. I don't know. I think I disagree that we disagree.
Fuck you. Fuck you right in your fucking beard face.
We disagree about a lot of stuff, but that's because you don't think about things before you speak a lot.
Shut up.
No, yeah, we do disagree a lot about games and a lot about movies.
Yes, but I think it's because I'm not. I am a lot more giving with everything, with games and movies and stuff. It takes
a
lot.
Giving.
It takes a lot for me to not enjoy a game. Like, I go, oh, you know, it was the story was shit and the graphics were crap and the gameplay wasn't very good. But the open world was nice. Like, I'll play through crap. I enjoy the worst things. So it takes a lot for me to not like something.
But that's the thing. You don't choose whether to enjoy them or not. You just see the problems and for some reason, inexplicably, you still enjoy them, right?
Yes, and I can pick out the problem. I can pick out the problems in anything, but I feel like my tolerance of problems to enjoying something is a lot higher than yours.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that you don't choose whether you enjoy it. You just go, I still enjoy this, so I'm going to ignore the problems.
Well, I don't ignore the problems. I know the problems are there. I just subconsciously ignore them. You know, I
what does that mean?
Yeah, sorry, anyway, sorry. Right. I'm going to try and ignore these problems. I just know they just exist and somehow my brain just doesn't see
them.
But
that's the thing. Do you know how much easier my life would be if I could just do that? Like, I don't want to not like things. And I do like a lot of stuff. I'm sounding like a real pretentious prick. You're painting me out to be a really like a some snooty critic with a scarf and shit.
But it's because everything I talk about with you is like, hey, did you see Ice Age Meltdown? And like, oh, did you watch the new awful slasher film? Like, it's never anything that matters. You're just like, of course not. Why the fuck would I waste my time on that? I think you appreciate your time a lot more than I do.
Maybe.
Because if you're done with something, if I buy a game and it's fucking awful, I'm still going to finish it because I'm like, I pay for this and I'm not doing anything, so I might as well play it. And if you buy something and it's crap, you're like, I'm not going to waste my time on this. I'll return it and get something better.
Well, that's true. But also, remember this point. We'll come back to it. But what I was saying is I don't want to hate things. I just have a lower threshold for bullshit than you do. You just like garbage. No, but true. What I was saying.
No, I do. I do like because I really like. Finish that thought, and I'll get. Yeah, we're going. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this back and forth we've got going. Oh my god.
Is it? Yeah. If I could just put on anything and be happy, like you seem to be able to. I'm not because you're somewhat discerning because you do bring up a lot of things like yeah, this was bullshit and this was bullshit, but you still enjoyed it and had fun with it. But I can't once I see a lot of that stuff. If I could just do it the way you do it and just go, this sucks, and it only costs $9. And there's so many problems with it. But whatever, I'll still play it. But I can't. It just annoys me. But anyway, the thing that you were saying about me being more, I don't know, whatever with my time, precious with my time or something.
Not precious. I just think you respect your time more than I respect mine.
Okay.
Or care about your time.
Yes, that's mostly true, I think. But when we first started playing Trackmania, when I first put that game on, I was like, this is fucking so goddamn stupid. This doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I'm doing. And immediately I just dismissed it. And you're like, no, this game's pretty fucking sick. And I was like, no, it's not, it's fucking shit. And so we put it on and I actually spent the time to work it out. I had a real old man brain when I first started playing that game for some reason. Yeah. I was just like, what is this? It's so fast. There's so many colors. I don't know what's going on. I'm not playing
this anymore. Klein. Why are they all speaking German?
I'm going back to Metal Gear Solid. This is too confusing. I need a long, drawn-out story.
Why would you go to Metal Gear Solid for something less confusing?
Well, the plot's confusing, but it's just people talking to each other. It's basically true, like one of my soaps.
And you could skip
it. But yeah, and then we've spent hours and hours on that now, just goofing around. And if you hadn't gone, nah, let's give it a crack, and we weren't so fucking sick of H1Z1, then I probably would have never played it again. But it's actually a pretty addictive game.
Which about this whole situation of me having me enjoying stuff that's crap is that because of that, people think I'm dumb and like...
No, it's not. It's not because of that.
No, people think I'm dumb, but it's like, oh, I really enjoyed...
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place. And it's like, oh, you're so fucking retarded. You stupid. Why are you so fucking stupid? I'm like, all right, I had a good time, you know? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a very fun movie. And it's, oh, you're so dumb, Matt. You're so fucking dumb. You're so stupid. It's a movie made for dumb people. And I'm like,
and those people aren't wrong. They're not right for the right reasons.
Yeah, it is. I don't think a dumb person would like it because they want to go see the new Cars film.
It's not confusing. It's not something. Confusing.
It's not confusing, but it's like,
I think dumb people can enjoy that. It's just scary. It's just basic impulses. Hey, what I want to talk about your threshold then. So where I have been annoyed with almost all the things we ever debate about. What's something that you have thought was shit?
Far Cry 5.
Something that you couldn't... Why was that shit? Because that actually... I have not played it, but it looks to me like you could have way more fun in that just running around gunning people down than you could with a lot of the other stuff you seem to like.
Because it's... Because once you play it for long enough... And I played it for 15 hours. Like, even the fact that it's the only thing I hated, like, this year, the only game or movie I've seen that I really, really fucking hated, I still played it for 15 hours. That's too much time to spend on something you hate. I'm a fucking masochist.
At least you can be 100% confident in your opinion that you don't like it and why you don't like it, though.
There were three sections on the map for, like, the campaign. You go down this part, you go to that part, you go to that part of the street. And I did two of them. So I played two-thirds of the game. That's plenty to decide I hate it. You can run around and gun someone, but you gun one person... You gun the second person, you gun the third person, and you realize almost immediately that those three people died the exact same way. Or you go into a base and you're going to take over the base. And the way that the people, it's like, I don't know where because the games look better than they have, but Far Cry 3 and Far Cry 2, the way that the enemies behaved and reacted, it's just fallen back. It's just getting crap. It worse and worse and worse and worse.
I still can't believe that they haven't got that right. Ubisoft being as big as they are. Like, yeah, but, why do such smaller games get the AI behavior so much better?
Because they can sell games if they make them look pretty. And that's the majority of gamers only, like, care about graphics.
Was it, do you know what the temperature was like online for it? Did it get pretty universally panned or...?
Well, I put a post on, it was either on, I put it on GMAT, like...
on GMAT or was it the real GMAT?
The real GMAT, in fact.
Oh, okay.
So I put a post on the real GMAT, something funny that I thought was funny, and it was like, can we talk about how shit Far Cry 5 was yet, like a month after it came out? And the majority of it was people tagging their mates and saying, and then people going, oh, you're so right. It was actually, I really hated it. I think it was the worst Far Cry game ever made, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then there's this other page that's like a group and people put their stuff in there. So sometimes I'll put like short videos of mine in there so people to see, just to get, you know, other people seeing it.
Yeah,
so I shared that post in that group and I got destroyed, absolutely pulled apart. People are saying that I was baiting, trying to get comments.
Oh, really?
saying something that was
controversial. Hot take.
Not even controversial. It was like me going in and saying Uncharted 4 was the worst game ever made, just so people would comment. You know, people thought I was just saying that so that they would comment because I was wrong, because I was so heavily wrong. And I'm like, I don't know. It was a bad game.
Did you put those posts up the same time?
Like a day apart.
And was it, like, how long had the game been out? Because I'm wondering, because as soon as something comes out and people start panning it, there's usually a different reaction to if they've had some time with it.
No, I put it out for a month. It was a month after, because the reason I put the post was, can we finally talk about how shit it was? Because all the reviews were like, oh, it's so good, it's so great. I'm like, no, it's nonsense. It's boring. It's the same shit. It's so repetitive. The co-op is so fucking stupid. You have to join someone else's game, and even if you're at the same point in the campaign, you can play through every mission with each other, you can do everything together, but then when you go back to your game, you go back to where you were, and you have to repeat everything, which is...
This is the complaint I've heard from you a lot, though, is the co-op stuff, because maybe all these people who are yammering at you are all single-player guys.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I couldn't play co-op, so I had to play the single-player game, and every other Far Cry game has been single-player, so if the single-player was good, I would have liked it, but...
Fair enough.
It wasn't good. The story wasn't good. You can't have a fucking people in the third game. The antagonist was Vass, who was just an incredible character. And then the fourth one, Troy Baker or someone played that dude, and he was all right, and everyone liked him. And in this one, people are like, the greatest antagonist in the series has just come out. It's this fucking, I don't know, Baptist Church, Westboro Baptist Church-esque kind of person, and it's fucking awful. It's just this dude who every time you kill one of his family members, they do this on his face monologue that he does of him just talking about nonsense. And if you put the subtitles on and actually look at the words he's saying, he's just talking crap. He's just talking absolute gibberish. He's not making any political points or any poignant talking about anything that matters. It's just bad writing for a character. They're relying so much on this fucking character that they didn't put any time into what he was actually saying.
Sounds like a review of the last play we did.
Yeah, exactly. It's Peter's lines down to it. It's, you know how you felt about Peter's lines in the play you wrote? You were like, he's just talking nonsense, and I've just got him up there talking nonsense. I'm like, well, we open in 2 weeks, so there's no time. Let's just fucking leave it.
Some of the time, he's supposed to be talking nonsense.
That's what he's doing. It's just nonsense crap, and it's not a good character. And that's my review.
All right. And that's the only game or movie you've not liked this year, as you're saying.
I think so. I even liked Downsizing. I went and saw Downsizing at the movies. I was like, what a fun movie. What a fun time I just had watching Matt Damon.
I don't know if I disliked it. I don't remember what happened in the middle at all.
Exactly.
I remember the beginning where you're like, oh, this is an interesting concept. Where's this going to go? And then I remember the end where, spoiler alert, you know, they're in the tunnel thing. But... I don't remember what happened in the middle. Isn't he just living in the town? What happens?
His wife divorced him, so then his money went down a little. So his money didn't. He had to give away a certain amount for the divorce. So instead of living in the tiny little mansion, he was living in the tiny little apartment.
There's a guy upstairs who played that. Was that?
Fuck, I don't know.
Christoph Waltz.
Yes.
It was him?
Yeah, and which is weird. I was like, what's he doing? Does he need money? What's going on?
He's an actor, and it was an interesting concept.
True. Matt, it was good. Money. It was a good movie. It was a movie. You know, it was a movie.
That's exactly how I feel about it. I don't even have an opinion about it. It was just kind of there, and then it finished, and I was like, oh, well, there you go.
I had a couple of those out-of-the-nose laughs, you know? I liked that the female lead, the Vietnamese lady. I thought she was fucking hilarious. And then I, you know, I went out, I got out of the movie, and I could have seen this, or I could have seen Hugh Jackman and that movie that everyone loved, the musical,
Les Mis.
No, these were too far apart. Les Mis was like 7
Wolverine.
Years ago. Wolverine the musical. No, the Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. That ran forever.
I know, everyone loved it, and I haven't seen it.
The oldies especially, they were seeing it multiple times.
I didn't want to see it. I was like,
but you love musicals.
I know, but I just wasn't in the mood for this one. I wasn't. I like musicals. I don't like straight to film musicals. It's a different. I like. I don't know.
What's different about them?
Because a musical's written for the stage and it's a different context, and then the way it's translated to film is often interesting. But going straight to film, sort of just, it's not lazy, but it's like, it just makes it easier. And the music is always going to be poppy and you know, the two verses that sound the same and three choruses that sound the same and an outro of just the main person singing a line, which is piano, and then they go into a big chorus bit and they all sing together and then a bunch of harmonies and people go...
Is it really like a pop ABAB structure type thing?
It could be. There's that one song that was on the radio. It could be. There was that one song on the radio that was very, very structured.
Mm.
That, look out, because here I come... That fucking, it was on the radio all the time. And the fact that it was on the radio is what, you know, that kind of...
problematic, isn't it?
That kind of tells the story better than I can.
Mm.
You know, because the radio fucking sucks. 96.9, the top 10 songs of the fucking month. Back to back all day, 8 times. Bada bing, bada boom. Up now, Ed Sheeran.
Now, just so I know, we got some calls coming in. When is a time where you've left something in the toilet at a friend's house and been a little bit embarrassed? We've got Kelly on the line. Yeah, I was at my mate's house and I went to the toilet. They didn't have toilet paper, so I used a hand towel and I tried to flush it and it didn't flush. Oh my God.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, Gary. You know what we say to that? No, you've just won $10,000, Kerry.
Wow. Good on you, Kerry. And are you still friends, eh? Oh yeah, we are a bit, eh? But you know, we all laughed it off. Oh well. Oh,
he needs some milk.
Told you it would work.
Finally.
I'm
going to try and set you up for that somehow. I'm going to think of something to say before the end of this, and I'm going to set you up perfectly for it. And if you don't jump on that thing, I swear to God.
Speaking of perfect setups,
okay,
we'd like to remind you that this episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by the independent developer and publisher, Tiny Build, who made games like Hello Neighbor, Speedrunners, Cluster Truck, Guts and Glory, Party Hard, and Punch Club. Make sure to sign up for alpha testing of their new game, Secret Neighbor. For more information,
we've got a short clip of Secret Neighbor that they've sent to us.
We're gonna play right now.
So what's this clip we're looking at, Matt? What's happening here?
Hold on, just set that up for us. Let me finish this. Shut your mouth. For more information, follow @TinyBuild on Twitter and visit tinybuild.com. Thank you, TinyBuild, for supporting this episode of the GMAT podcast. And here's the clip. Here's the clip.
He needs some milk.
What a great game. What a great
I'll
game.
I'll play it for sure if I get a free code.
Well, you won't because... You're not the real GMAT.
Well, I am the... Well, I'm not even the real Ben because there's another one.
There is. This isn't Ben. This isn't Ben O'Players. This is fucking...
Fake Ben.
Ben couldn't get on the podcast, so we got Ben instead.
I'm a fill-in. I'm a lookalike. I know I sound nothing like him, but if you were watching me talk right now and you knew him intimately, you'd be shocked at how great this impression is.
What are you going to get a PC?
I'm hoping too soon, but my car broke today, so that was $700.
Oh, God. What happened?
Huh? The water pump shit itself, so that was $700.
Yeah.
And then Rego is due on the 15th.
Are you still driving a shit car now that you have, you know, a good job?
No, I have a new car. Didn't I show you my new car?
No. Last car I saw, I couldn't see out the back window. Sorry, I could see out the back window, but it looked like we're underwater.
That's cars ago now. We're thinking of a different car. No, the last one was the one that
All right, money bags. Hey, cars ago. Fucking hell. Yeah,
none of them were expensive.
I had the same car for 9 years. Fuck me.
No, you haven't. You had a Hyundai, and then you got the Commodore. So calm down,
Mr. And actually before that, I had a Mazda 626, actually.
Oh, I remember that. Those were the days. Now listen, the last car that you were in before the one I have now, you could see out the rear window because I gave you, Bernie, and Bruce a lift with your fucking keyboards and shit. Remember?
Was I drunk?
They had a different colored front. Huh?
Was I drunk? Oh, with the keyboards. No, of course not.
It was coming back from fucking...
Yeah. But I mean, we're in the back with a keyboard on my lap. I didn't know what I was in. I was just in a car. I was just hoping to get home and not have to drive them myself. Because
you need to take more notice of your surroundings.
I'm happy, you know, I watch my bad movies, I play my bad games, and I don't take notice of my surroundings. I live happily, you know. This is the real gym that way. No, I don't. No. Thank you for bringing that up, cockface. I don't have a heater in my car or my house. I'm just cold around the clock.
Is that why you have so many cats, to try and keep you warm?
Yeah, that's why I got cats, to keep me warm, you know. You are such a fucking piece of shit.
We need some milk.
See, that would have the timing on that would have been perfect. But apparently
if you played it at a different time, the timing would have been perfect.
Exactly. So you're getting a PC eventually.
Soon.
Because then you can play. Then you can. It's gonna be so confusing.
And
If you get on the banter bus, that means there's gonna be two Bens on the banter bus. This thing's expanding. You know. How big is this bus? How many people can we sit on this bus? Because at the moment, we got Bernie, Bruce, Brian, Jordan, Ben. Wait, that's it. Oh, nice. Oh, and Luke.
Just look at the side. You've got them all on the sidebar of this chat thing.
No, I don't. This is the podcast chat, and not everyone's been on the podcast.
Who hasn't made it yet? Who hasn't made the cut?
I think just Jordan has not been on the podcast.
And that's not for any specific reason. You just don't think that he's good enough to be on the podcast. You don't
genuinely, every time Jordan's in a video, I have to do so much editing so that he can continue to be employed for the rest of his life. So, and editing the podcast is a pain in the ass. So the less I have to cut out, the better, really. So
What do you mean send you a video? Don't you do all the videos?
What?
Did I just catch you out? Are you not actually the real GMAT? You're a fake GMAT. Someone else is Jordan is the real GMAT.
You can't catch me out until I know what's going on. What are you talking about?
That's a likely story.
Say, what are you saying?
So you said every time he sends you a video, you've got to edit it so much?
No,
Every
time he's in a video, I have to edit it. So you're wrong about that one there, mate. You didn't catch me out on nothing. But you know what else?
What do you reckon is going to be cut out of this podcast so far?
Nothing. This one's been outrageously good. There is a topic. No, I won't. I won't cue that up. You know, it didn't work last week, so I don't want to talk about it this week.
I want to hear it. I want to hear what the lead balloon is that you keep trying to launch.
It's been sitting in my notes because I get this fucking long list of notes that I just go to, and it's been there. It's been there for 3 weeks.
I thought you were saying you didn't have anything for this week.
No, nothing new. But there's stuff in there. There's old stuff that I can go back to.
This old, faded, dirty piece of paper. All right. Come on.
There is this. It's been here for 3 weeks. I tried to do it last week, and I just cut it out. I just cut it out because it was so fucking mad. It just didn't work.
Why'd you cut it out? Why are you so mad? What's going on? I didn't even say anything, and you got steamed up. At least you brought up a topic that got me mad.
Because the conversation, I don't know what I'm trying to say, and I don't know if I'm being an asshole or if I'm actually bringing up a good point, or I don't know. Anyway,
from the heart. Let's work it out together. Group therapy.
A week ago, I read this story.
Hang on. You said this has been in your notes for ages, and it was a week ago that you read the story? This is already falling apart. What is
in
this?
In my notes, it says, say a week ago I read this story. So three weeks ago, I read this story.
Setting the scene.
3 weeks ago, I read this story. And it said, it was a story on one of those junky BuzzFeed websites or something. But it was an Australian one. And basically the story the girl had written is she'd said, I was going on a date with a guy and he blew me off. So I was feeling sad. And because I was feeling sad, I ordered some comfort food with Uber Eats. The fella delivered the food. He was a really good looking guy. I took the food, blah, 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 blah. I went to sit down to eat it. And then there was a knock at my door and I went back and it was that good looking Uber driver. and he asked if I wanted to hang out, and then we had sex.
Okay. I feel like there's a whole chunk of the story missing in the middle there between him saying, do you want to hang out, and in the end.
No, something like, it was something like, when you opened the door, I said, oh, thanks for the food, and he goes, oh, something, he goes, oh, you're Spanish? Oh, yeah, I'm Spanish, yeah, I'd love to learn Spanish, blah, blah, blah. Comes back in, you want to learn Spanish now? And he's like, now? He's like, come inside. And then they went inside and they fucked.
See, that's the beauty of Uber driving, isn't it? You don't have to take the next job if something comes up. You can just be like, nah, I'm done for now. Whereas yeah, if you were delivering pizzas, you'd be like, yeah, look, I mean, we can, but it's not going to be great because I've got to get back to another six margaritas.
Yeah, that's the good part about Uber driving. I can get laid whenever I want. See, this is where the conversation fell apart because basically when I said it to Luke, he's like, are you mad that you don't get laid when you're doing Uber Eats? I'm like, no, I just think it's a bad idea to invite a stranger in your house to fuck.
Okay.
That's basically the whole plot.
You said you didn't know what you were trying to say.
Because I was trying to say it's a bad idea to invite a stranger into your house to fuck. But that's not true because you do that all the time. You do that on Tinder. You do that on you know, all the other Grindr and all that sort of shit. It's like...
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
not just when they knock at your door.
Yeah, but
they're known them for more than 4 seconds, I assume.
Their information is all in the app and it's all there and blah, 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 blah. It's like... It seems like I'm just being a white dude who's like, oh, you shouldn't. I'm just being an old little fucking sooky white dude. It's like, you should never be able to have sex when it's like, why not? It's like... Everything's safe. Information is stored. Blah 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 blah.
Why does being white have anything to do with it?
Because white means boring, and I'm just being a boring dude. I'm white. I'm plain. And when I read that story, I didn't think, oh yeah, woo. Power to you, lady. I thought, well, that's a bit bloody dangerous. Or you shouldn't.
Why would you say power to you?
Well, because she's taking control of her own sexuality and she's, you know,
inviting. What does that even mean?
I don't know. She's not
made a choice. She could have gone one way and said, just sat down and ate her food, or she could have gone the other way and done what she did.
Because
it's like, I was going to have chicken for dinner, but I had steak instead. Wow, instead of being in control of her dinner choice there. Congratulations. So what?
Instead of being scared and whatever, she was like, nah, let's bring this guy in and let's fuck in my house and then I'll kick you out in the morning. Like that sort of thing. That was the tone of the article. And then, but instead of being like, yeah, you fucking ride that dick and then kick him out. Because that was it. She was like, I jumped on his cock and then I kicked him out and it was bada bing. And then I ate my food and I went to bed. And I'm like, but I was just sitting there. Bro, I don't know about that. That sounds a little bit bloody. That sounds a little bloody scary to me, inviting a bloody stranger into your house to have a fuck. I felt super boring.
But the thing is, it's not like... It's just you... I just can't get my head around the fact that you feel like there's some old school right wing part of you that's coming out because you showed concern that someone invited a total stranger in their house to fuck. And the fact that she's got his information only helps after the fact if something does go wrong. It doesn't help before. It's not going to stop him. If someone's crazy enough to murder someone, they're probably not that concerned with whether their name is in the phone.
When you're when I'm making stuff, I'm making podcasts, I'm making videos and talking publicly, it can be it's because I'm a pretty left-wing person, you know. But it can be very, very scary to show a slight hint of right wing, you know.
Just say whatever you're going to say. And the fact that you know you're not right wing means it just might take you a little while to explain yourself and go, oh, I see how you've perceived that, but that's not what I meant. What I meant was this. And then people still want to just find something to be annoyed about and to try and morally signal or something and make themselves feel more superior, then that's their own fucking problem.
You know what? It's way easier to just not bother and not have to explain myself. That's why I just avoid it. But you know what? I'm taking a stand, and that's staying in the podcast. That's how brave I am. I'm just a brave guy. This heavy hitting topic. People are going to be like, that was so fucking lame. Why did you build that up so much? I'm like, I don't know why.
How many podcasts have you cut it out of up until now?
Two.
So this is the third attempt. Third time was a charm, huh?
Yeah.
What was your concern with it that you just...
Just that I'd seem like some fucking, you know, huffy tuffy, boring.
I don't think that, like, she didn't achieve anything. She just invited someone in and they said yes.
She got some kyo, you know, she got some diok. She got a bit of yok, and she didn't have to fucking...
He gets dickens.
Puts my dick in, and it was, you know, it was her control. She made the decision. She did it.
So she was fixing.
She was fixing for sick fixings to fucks you. She was fixing to fucks him, and she did it. And then she kicked him.
Yeah, she didn't achieve anything. I don't think less of her, and I don't think anything. That's the thing. I don't think anything about it. I'm just like, okay, that's a thing that happened.
She was fixing to fucks, and she fucked, and she switched it around. I don't know. It's the old switcheroo. Yeah. Usually it's like, you know, you sneak out of her house in the middle of the bit. She did it the other way around. She kicked him out. She fucked and she took control. And she was, you know, she felt empowered enough to write.
Is that a rare story?
No, she felt empowered enough to write this article. And I thought,
listen to you with the lingo.
Oh, I'm just quoting everything I'm reading, you know.
So she actually wrote the story herself. It wasn't like a...
Yeah, she said, I did this. This is what happened. And you should all do this as well, you know. Don't
you should
don't,
all fuck strangers.
Don't feel like
met, who are delivering food.
don't feel like, you know, you have to be asked out or you have to be something. Or you, if you want something, you take it. Was basically the point of the article, which is fair. Which is it has a good point. But I was like, hey, if you want to buy that, you know, that PlayStation 4, and you buy it, you go ahead and buy it. But I just felt weird about inviting a stranger into fuck. That's all. That was it. I just felt because I had concern about inviting strangers into fuck, I just felt weird talking about this topic because that's not the point of the article.
Yeah, but that you don't. Yeah, I don't know.
We can't go on it anymore.
Take it for its point. You can have a side thought and be like, this is something interesting that isn't the main point of the article, but I thought about it and I think that's totally valid.
Let's move off this topic now.
That's because, very official.
Because
what's the next thing on your notes that you had to cut out of every other episode?
Well, I can go through. There's nothing else that's been cut out. You know what I've got? See, now I've ruined the whole flow of the podcast. People think we're such good talkers, but in fact, it's just like if I feel like things are getting slow, I'll go, Stephen Kleitman's house must be quiet. Barry should move in.
Is that actually on your notes?
Yeah.
God, I know they don't listen, but I hope that they do. Oh, that would be fucking tremendous. Go. Give me expound on that. Let's really unpack that topic.
I love
the fact that you, the most private person who any of us know, you've used his last name.
I don't know what his first name is. No, don't say his first name because now his name is Kleitman's. That's his name. Basically, because you used to live with Steve and you used to live with Kleitman's. You're two roommates for an extended period of time.
Fine, if someone wants to find him. Everyone find him and send him messages.
shut up. Stop.
Ask how he's doing.
Don't do that.
The house is quiet, because I don't actually know.
Don't do that. Just send your intros to The Real G-Man on Facebook.
Clark, he actually does some really great graphics design and artwork if you want anything commissioned. That's not even a joke. Just he does good work. Go and check his shit out.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I'll link his Facebook, Instagram and everything in the... I'll link his home address in the information of this podcast.
To the podcast notes. First, last name, address, and exact phone number. We'll put it in the show notes.
Because they're both quiet dudes. Not when they're drunk. When they're drunk, they don't shut the fuck up. But they're pretty quiet people. And then I felt like in that house, you would have been the instigator of, let's all sit in the lounge room and drink and watch YouTube videos for 5 hours. Like,
Steve
like,
loves a good lounge room sit. That's his forte, really.
But you're the. I feel like you'd be the talker. You know, the conversationist.
Do you want me to give him a call and find out if the
quiet? Do it. Do it live on the podcast. Do it live. Oh God.
Is that Garbutt? Oh, that's right. You're coming to the fucking movie. Hey, is Steve there? I mean, the house is definitely not quiet now, Arda.
No, because in my notes I said Barry should move in.
Covered all the bases. Oi, Garbs.
Yeah, man.
Can you put Steve on?
Yeah, man. That was fast.
Put it close to the mic.
Arda is on the podcast. He wants to know... we're on Arda's podcast right now. He wants to know... you can't hear him because he's in my headphones. He wants to know if the house is really quiet now that I've moved out.
Yeah. No, there's a lot less door slamming. Yeah. Is it chewing in the podcast? Because I'm eating right now.
Yeah, that's the problem with the current audio, is the chewing.
Is that it?
He says that.
Yeah. All right. This is thrilling. Not working because you can't hear him. So
this is thrilling stuff.
We'll have to do an episode where you come on or something. I don't know. I'm running the show now, by the way, everyone.
Yeah, it's yep. See you. Goodbye.
The real B-Matt. All right. See you, Steve.
Well, that was a fucking monstrosity.
Yeah, you could probably cut that out.
No, I'm going to keep it in because it's too fucking great.
It's real. It's the real stuff. Hey, I was thinking before we started this that I was like, oh, if something comes out shit and I would prefer to not have it in the light of day, I'm like, oh, it's interesting that this is the first thing we've done where I've not had any real creative say whatsoever. Because everything else that we've done before was some sort of collaboration.
Yeah, talking about because well, let's give some context for the listeners.
Fucking
you know,
context
is Ben and I do a lot of plays. Ben will write a play, I'll produce the play, we'll cast it, and we'll put it on. That's our thing. That's our lingo. That's how we work. So yeah. What's your fucking beef? You don't have beef. You were saying good stuff. Go, continue. Blow smoke on my ass, please. Continue.
Oh, my God. Get a handle on the conversation with you. That phone call's really thrown you off. A third person in this podcast was not on the cards, was it? That's not in your notes.
It's really... I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I am. Yeah, we've had four people on the podcast.
At one time. Yeah. That must have been a clusterfuck.
A monstrosity. It was very full on, especially on Discord, because we're not all... I don't want to reveal any trade secrets, but we don't bloody do this in the same room. We're always on Discord. But yeah, that was our...
Have you tried doing one live? I think if you're going to do one with multiple people, it's probably better to do it live.
It would be, yeah. But getting everyone together, it's like it would be easier to get two people together than to get go for that much effort to get four. I try to keep it pretty. I don't think I'm ever going to do more than three. The podcast before the last was Luke O'Brien and I. And I think the next podcast, the what?
That went well.
Yeah. They've all been, I think every single podcast I've put out, I've been like, okay, I'm happy with that, except for last week's I wasn't stoked about. Because we had to cut so much because we were hungover and it was like 11 p.m. and we were, yeah, it was fucked. But
you're
I think
still hungover at 11 p.m.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? If I'm hungover, I'm hungover till the next time I go to sleep.
Right.
If I wake up hungover, I'm not okay till tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but what are you defining as a hangover then? Because I'm always tired until the morning after, but I'm not like vomitous and head hurts.
I was dried out. I was just whiskey and I vomited whiskey and I was dried out and I wasn't in a good place. So
what was that? When was that?
I was also, because I was hungover, I wasn't in a good mood. So making a video or making a podcast when I'm not in a good mood doesn't work. Because I'm not like, hey, yo, hello, welcome to the real GMAT, play Sebastian. It's just fucking...
Yeah. Was that after my house? Was that that?
No, that was different. That was unrelated.
Oh, okay.
That was I think next podcast is going to be a live one with me and Holly, because Holly's going to be...
Is this Holly's first appearance on anything?
Yeah, but she's going to be in a couple of videos. We're going to do some World of Warcraft videos, because it's the only thing we play together.
That's adorable.
And so she'll be in the podcast before we do that.
It's exciting.
Can you
title these? Do these have names?
Yeah. I don't know what the title of this one's gonna be.
Okay. Because I was just thinking, can you please just for me call the one that you do with Holly on World of Warcraft What's Wrong Hole?
Now why would I call it that, Ben?
No context. It doesn't matter.
Why would I call it What's Wrong Hole? Fill
because
them in.
Every time, I'm surprised that hasn't accidentally been cut into one of your PlayStation videos yet. Because the amount of times that we're playing on the PS4 and you'll just turn to the side and go, what's wrong, hole? For no reason whatsoever. And she very rarely even responds to you.
What's the matter?
Like an extra cat. Yeah, what's wrong, hole?
All right, I've got a list of the podcasts in front of me. Do you want me to read you some of the most striking titles?
Yeah, why not?
What's last week's...
Thing? I mean, it's only 11.
Yeah, true.
Go from the start. Go from 1 to 11.
Well, here...
Not to tell you how to suck eggs. Look, it's your podcast. Do what you
number
want.
Number 1
but
doesn't...
If you want to do it properly.
Number 1 doesn't exist because...
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
I'll give you the short end. I'll give you the short version. I used to put them on SoundCloud, and after a certain point, you can only upload like 300 minutes of stuff. So once I'd gotten to a certain point and you keep uploading, it says you need to pay to upload more. But it also gets rid of... If you go on over the 300, because my podcast like 50 minutes, I went over that 300. So it kept that one there, but got rid of the earliest one. So it was gone forever. And I didn't have it on my computer. Didn't have it anyway.
No, you've got to keep that stuff.
Yeah. So right now on...
Someone will have it. Someone will have...
Somewhere. It'll be in the net, in the ether.
What name this podcast is? Is that what it is? And it's floating around somewhere? Someone will have it.
So the podcast is hosted on Anchor now, but you can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify soon.
Oh, that was so silky smooth as a read.
Yeah.
Well done.
Podcast number two is called James Brown is Scary.
Okay.
Podcast number three is called Humans Don't Need Thumbs.
I disagree, but it's...
Podcast number four is called Is YouTube the Future? Question mark.
Did you record that in 2005?
No, I recorded that in May 26, 2018. There's context to that. Go listen to it.
Okay.
Everybody go listen to it. Podcast number five is called 13 Reasons Why is Garbage. There's one. There's another thing I didn't like. I truly hated.
How could you, though? How could you like it?
Oh, shut up. Oh, I thought you said, how could I? I thought you were going to say, how could you hate it? I'm like,
assumed that we were going to disagree. You were just probably
I'm always ready. Podcast number six is called The Worst Thing Matt Ever Said.
Oh, what was it?
I believe it was, I am happy that, it's a long story. And
just
I think it's better you go to that podcast because...
You got to give us what you said and then people go back for context. They go and listen to it for the context.
There was a guy who I worked with.
Don't give context. Make them go back and listen to the context and be like, I have to hear this podcast because that is insane.
He was in trouble with, he was at court because he touched an underage girl.
Okay.
Him and his wife had sex with an underage girl.
Jesus.
And because of the events of that led to him directing a show that I was put in and then him getting put in court. So the show was canceled.
Wait, and this is not something you heard on the news. This is a guy you knew.
This is a guy. This guy who was the director of the show. The show I was in got canceled because he was in trouble for him and his wife had sex with an underage girl.
Fucking hell.
So the show got canceled. But because the show got canceled, I wasn't in the CBD at this particular spot at the time that guy went mental and drove through and killed a bunch of people in the CBD.
Yeah.
So I said that I was happy.
Oh, of course.
I was happy. Yeah. So you can go back and you can work it all out.
The planets are aligning.
So that's what I said. I didn't say I was happy.
You were
had
glad
sex with a girl. I said
girl
no. In the heat of the moment, in the context of the moment, in the comedy of the moment, I said I'm glad he likes kids. Because if he didn't like kids, I would be dead. Basically, is the whole thing. Anyways, number seven is called Moving a Fully Stocked Fridge, which I've talked to you about.
I've heard that tale of woe.
Podcast number eight is called Everyone Knows the Ins and Outs of My Ins and Outs.
What's that in reference to?
That's the everyone knows.
Do you reckon this is... Do you have like proper super fans who are up to date with everything?
Yeah.
It feels bad that we're punishing them for knowing what's going on.
By reading everything.
It's excruciating for them to have this bullshit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, eat shit, dogs. that's basically what everyone knows.
That's the full GMAT experience, isn't it? That's what you come here for.
You don't come here for new, fresh content. You come here for repeated jokes and old bits and vines that no one watches anymore cut into my
people
videos.
People love that. It's all in jokes and...
That was because everyone who's my friend knows what my penis looks like and knows what my, everyone knows the ins and outs of my ins and outs. Yeah. Podcast number nine was called I Fucked a Flash Pigeon for $2.50.
A what?
A flash pigeon.
What the fuck is that?
There was this game called How to Fool Boyfriend, which is like a flash game where it's like a dating simulator for pigeons.
Okay.
And number 10. Yeah, it's a very cheap game. Number 10 was hungover and very edited, which we all know why it's called that, because I was hungover and it was very fucking edited.
Oh, well,
I was having nothing with that.
That's the one that I'm most keen to go back in here now.
All right, we're getting to the end of the podcast, Ben.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we definitely are. Do you want me to scan through my notes and just start shouting stuff out at you? Do you have anything?
Hang on. Oh, we're going to do like a quick fire.
Well, I can't do a quick fire.
We didn't finish. We could keep talking about my friend circle if you want, because we didn't get to the bottom of that. And I'm sure they would love to hear some of their details come up on your podcast and have no way of actually having any creative control over it.
Because there's nothing else to say. Steve is quiet. Kleitman's is quiet, maybe autistic, and Barry is loud. So put them all in a room together, and you've got a sitcom.
Do you though?
I just think without you in the house, Steve gets home and he goes, "Hey," to Kleitman's, and Kleitman goes, "Hey, yeah." Sorry, Kleitman's goes, "Hey," because Kleitman's a little bit higher than Steve, vocally, not medically. So, and then
recreationally,
and Steve comes out and goes, rinsed you. And Clapham goes, yeah, I sent it to you. I sent it to you, lad. Cool. And they slam the door and go back. And they're cooking tea and things are sizzling. You know, things are really going off in the kitchen. He's chopping up his stuff and Clapham's is sizzling up his whatever he's eating. And it's just silence. You know, mm-hmm. if there was music behind it, it would look like some kind of commercial or something. But then in reality, it's just the kitchen's got the light on and everywhere else in the house is dark. And they're both cooking a sad dinner. And then they go to their rooms. And they miss Ben.
I don't think they miss me at all. They've got much more room and neither of them like me.
And they don't have a cockhead walking around all the time.
I think that's pretty accurate, except the rent conversation is done over Messenger, as far as I know. No, it's automated. They don't even talk about it. It's automated because it was when I was there.
That's probably why they're all still friends.
Probably.
Yeah. Did you guys ever... Was there ever any point in your living together where things were tense, like really tense? Or were you guys... Because you guys are all
really
pretty
tense.
You guys are all pretty chill dudes. Because when me and Bruce lived together, we got to a point where it blew up and we had a fight, and then I moved out.
Fight? Did someone throw some chicken tikka against the wall? Or?
Yeah, Bruce threw his big bag of rice at me, and I threw my barbecue sauce at him.
Well, don't say rice.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of rice. The fact that he's from the Philippines has
nothing.
That's
a confirmation bias. You just noticed the rice because you're like, huh, that's ironic.
You know what he did? One time I gave him a lift somewhere, and to thank me, he gave me a giant bag of rice. I'm like, you're a stereotype. You're a walking stereotype. So we had a blue, as they say.
What's the blue?
I'll
do a podcast with him and get his side.
It's so... I said, he said, I'm going to move out. And I said, well, I'd rather move out because I'm going to head out with Hull. And then I moved out and that was it.
Jesus.
We didn't talk to each other for a month, and then we're best mates again. Like it was just like, it just didn't work. Like
time heals all wounds, eh?
We are, you know, great mates, and then, but living together didn't work. And I tell people don't move in with your friends because it can get very tense if you're not.
Well, you're all like musical theater type personalities. That's
not Bruce.
A lot of energy.
Bruce is an architect. He's a chill dude.
I'm not saying that's what his job is, but you're all like extroverted people.
Yeah. Me more so than Bruce. Bruce is still, you know, likes his privacy and he's a quiet guy. So
whenever I was over
there. I talk about him on the podcast.
Has he not done one?
Yeah, Bruce has been on heaps of podcasts.
Well, there you go. What's the problem?
Nothing.
All right.
I'm just, you know, hey, get off my back. You're not my dad.
No.
You're just old enough to be my dad.
Oh.
There it is. Hey. That'll be the name of the podcast. Ben's old enough to be my dad. Done.
Everyone will think it's the other Ben. So
podcast 11. I'll say Jai.
I'll just quickly say with the thing that we need confirmation on whether that is actually the dynamic that Clymans and Steve have. So if the story that Matt said was exactly correct, don't comment in the comments where this is posted.
Okay, so if nothing comes in, if Steve and Clymans don't comment, we know that that's how it is. It's a very sad existence.
Exactly how it is.
So was there any? Did you guys ever? Was it tense, or were you just so did it not matter?
I don't think so, no.
It seemed like the fact that you're all still there and you'd been there for like a stupid amount of time, and I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I looked it up, and it was, I didn't look it up, I didn't Google it, but I mean, I checked when we moved in, when I moved out, and it was like 5.5 years.
Jesus. And
right?
that was
in 2013.
That was three bedrooms and a kitchen and a lounge room connected to each other, and three giant human men were living in there, and you didn't, there wasn't any problems. So you know what I say to
giant?
That?
Giant? Would you say giant?
You are all big. I mean, Clymans are smaller than you guys, but you're all big bearded fellas, you know? Mm. Steve in particular. Steve looks like the kind of person I would cross the street and to, like, I wouldn't want to be on the side of the street that he's on if he's walking towards me. That might be from living in Shepparton, you know?
Why? He's 6'6". But he's so skinny and wee.
But he's sick. It's not weedy and skinny.
And not intimidating. No, I'm just hoping he listens to this.
Because he's, you know, he wears jeans and boots. And last time I saw him, he had shaved his head, totally skin. Why not? Was it skin? He shaved his head basically back. And he's wearing black boots and a black shirt and black pants. He looked like a neo-Nazi.
Mm.
And I was like, fucking hell. Scary dude. He looked like a real scary dude that time. And Kleitman's looked like I wanted to put him in my arms and take him home. Adorable. Adorable.
Oh, Kleitman's.
Kleitman's is so small. You know what?
He needs some milk.
You fucked it.
Thanks for joining the podcast, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me. I had a really good time.
It's been a hoot and a holler. It's been
It has. Hang on. Do you want to smash through some more notes real quick and then?
I think I'm out. I think we smashed through everything.
We got to the bottom of the notes.
There is a last note there, but should I save it for next time? You know, because this is already a long podcast. This is like 60,
is it really hell?
This is like 60 plus minutes of podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So I might end it there, and we'll save that bad boy for next time. If you listen to this if you listen to the podcast, subscribe to YouTube at / The Real GMAT. And if you're listening to this podcast on Anchor, please favorite it and applaud it. There's a button for applauding. But if you're not a fool and you're listening on iTunes, like everyone else should be on iOS, just keep doing what you're doing. Any last thoughts, Ben?
I think that's everything. Okay. Hey, how many hits do you get on these things?
See you, everybody.